What do you eat and drink?
Oh, I can tell you with most confidence, Master. We eat and drink food and liquid. No, I better expand on that, hadn't I? Well, we have coarse bread, you know, none of that refined stuff, very coarse, and sometimes it has little bits of grit from the quirling if it's been hand-quirned, and that can really hurt your teeth and knock a bit out, but we have that. And then we have pottage. Some say it's the most delightful food in the world. Others take the view, like myself, that it tastes like gob, and it's made from, like, peas and beans and any old leftover vegetables, all mashed up, overcooked till it tastes like a rock-hard bullet sometimes, or slushy like flux in a bowl, and then you eat it up. And only the poor eat it, because only the starving would. And then, of course, if you're really lucky, you might get a bit of meat, but that's mostly for the rich folks. But sometimes the rich folks, right, they'll have a big girt feast, right? And they'll eat on these great big trenchers of bread or toast. And they don't have it on a plate, they just eat it on toast. And then after they've eaten all the food and they've had enough and they've had their fill, they used to give the toast that was all soaked in the juices of the food and the meat and the gravy, and they used to give them to the poor. So I used to hang round after a feast for a nice bit of toast dipped in gravy. Proper that was. Double prizes. What else do we have? Well, I say mostly vegetables, little bit of fish if you were lucky, but mostly vegetables and bread. As for drink, well, there was beer. Not the beer that you have in your time, what you do drink and fall over and get ill, but stuff called small beer, which doesn't have much alcohol in it, what will make you go all spindly and spungly and wobbly-legged and talking rubbish, like I do most of the time. Small beer, all it does is the it just kills off all the things that make you ill, having that small beer, but it isn't too strong, and you drinks it all the time. Well, you wouldn't be mad and drink water around here, would you? God, you'd fall down dead. So you brew small beer, and if you're really posh, then you might get some mead, or mead from honey, that is. Lovely and sweet. I had a lick of it once when the master wasn't looking. He never found out. I topped up the bottle with something else that was yellow and sticky.